FCC raises indecency fines to $10,000 per inch of Janet Jackson's bra size. Public radio has already been warned, actually, about dropping the L. Public radio dropping the L. We've been warned about that. Take two. And Garrison actually was warned about his pretty good flatulence jokes. So we'll see what happens there with that. I don't think he's going to drop those.
There was a little utterance on the hockey game the other night that was not bleeped out.
UW hockey?
No, the Stanley Cup.
Oh, the Stanley Cup. Well, that's inevitable.
Yeah, but I
they should never mic the players in a hockey game.
Yeah.
Or the football players either. I couldn't think of it. But they're a little. Coaches. But hockey game, forget about it. Yeah. That's other news. Let's see. North Korea's new Dong class missile said to be raising eyebrows at the FCC. Let's see. Where was I then? Seeking a compromise on a gay prelate, Episcopalians agree on an AC/DC bishop. Revising its anti-Israel policy, Presbyterians say only deal with Jewish companies who get it for you wholesale. So that's a good compromise for the Presbyterians. And they're good at getting it wholesale, too. Let's face it. There's a common ground there. Let's see. Texas politics. Oh, yes. Kinky Friedman gets on the ballot for governor of Texas. Needed 45,540 signatures. He got it for $45,539.95. Federal government is also looking through personal bank and credit records. That explains that $899 charge to NSA you may have seen on your Visa. They say if they want access to our credit, let them co-sign the loan, ladies and gentlemen. Looking for terror? Check the interest rates. And let's see Dick Cheney's bank records. That's what I would like to see. It's probably some interesting evidence in there. Anyway, page 3. Is this on? Did Rick actually, as his last gesture, did Rick turn off my microphone?
That's still on.
Because this stuff should be slaying you by now.
It's
some good
I'm
stuff. Good terror jokes and lawyer jokes. We've got something for everyone here, really. Let's see. Senate votes against pulling out of South Vietnam. Give the Tiu government a chance to win the hearts and minds of the people. It takes a little time. Of course, Democrats want to pull out, some gradually, some just want to yank it. It's a timing thing, really, for Democrats. The U.S. World Cup soccer team will not be readmitted to the country unless they can prove they play a sport. Kinder and gentler lethal injection as states turn to warfarin and Red Bull cocktails. That'll work. Couldn't taste any worse than regular Red Bull. Ralph Reed says he took $5 million from lobbyist Jack Abramoff because it was the Christian Coalition thing to do. San Diego will not remove the giant cross from a public hill, but going to put a really big hat and gloves on it and use it as a scarecrow against Mexicans trying to cross the interstate. It's a win-win when you think about it. President Bush in Hungary cites the Gabor sisters as for sticking to their guns after a series of reversals. So trying to score points there with the Hungarians. Okay, I'm almost done. I'm just... The president ran the gauntlet in Europe, actually, so much so that he came home standing up on Air Force One. Okay. One chuckle. Roll it into something bigger here. With this one, the National Academy of Science says, speaking of global warming, Crawford will be at the bottom of the Sea of Texas by the close of the Barb and Jenna administration. That's what it looks like right now. But imagine the size of the perch in that pond. Conservatives continue to say it's not the global warming, it's the global humidity. And yet Al Gore has started to thaw and calve icebergs into the rising sea around him, so that's... means something. The Pennsylvania girl whose trip to see her older MySpace buddy in Palestine was thwarted now says she will marry him in a Sims ceremony. Okay. France says that Apple must make entire Jerry Lewis catalog available on video iPods. That's France for you. House Republicans cancel vote on Voting Rights Act because people are not voting right. Supposed to be voting right. Rather than returning everything, LA's Getty Museum decides to declare itself Italian soil. Because the shipping charges alone would be just astronomical.
Yes.
And forget cell phones. Teenagers learn to chirp to one another in frequencies beyond the range of adult hearing. The upside of hearing loss, you just see the kids' lips moving, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. I tried to get through as fast as I could because I could see I was in trouble from the start.